one storming the castle.
Man, I am getting psyched. Here's the psych. I'm getting psyched.
You're very excited.
Cycled. Here is the forecast for tomorrow. Uh-huh. 74 degrees, mostly sunny.
That's right.
Hop on your hog, hop on any kind of bike you got. We're going to be right next door in the WJFK parking lot. That is 10800 Main Street. Come down, get something to eat. We'll have plenty of barbecue and hot dogs, live music all afternoon. And, you know, if you've got the right kind of bike, you might win something. And say hello to the Hooters girls as well.
Hello, ladies.
Start your weekend early. I urge everybody, take a half day.
Yeah.
It all starts at 3 o'clock right here, 10800 Main Street. We'll be in the parking lot. We'll be broadcasting live. We'll get you on the radio. It is going to be a good time for everybody.
Be like us. Work out.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Half day.
Yes, we only work one. Why don't you do the same thing? Hey, we're pressed for time, so I'm trying not to rush because sometimes I talk too fast. But I'm going to slow down now and say, time for the Hollywood hot sheet.
Yeah.
And here he is. Mr. Buzz Burbank with the very latest from Tinseltown. I feel like we've been in a meeting all day long, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in the world, Buzz.
Well, let me try to help.
All right.
At least in the Hollywood part of the world. Aerosmith Steven Tyler in rehab?
You know, I saw him at the Red Sox game. He might have done the opener where he sang the national anthem at the Red Sox game.
How'd he seem?
He didn't look, you know, the guy's what, 60 years old?
60 years old on the nose.
He's 60, but he looked a little hagged out, even more so than
him.
No, but I mean more than he can. You know what I mean?
Really?
This is a guy that looks hagged out every day of his life. Even he looked bad.
How did he sound?
He sounded okay. I think he always
sounds good.
When they were doing, you know, tons of heroin, they still sounded okay. Probably sounded better than they do today.
Well, he has checked in, according to most reports. Supposedly, it's an undisclosed substance abuse problem.
Embalming fluid.
And he's at a rehab clinic in Las Vegas that just happens to be the same one where Dr. Drew works.
Really?
Your buddy.
Ooh, maybe we can get Dr. Drew on and he can talk about that. You think he'll be in Celebrity Rehab on the TV show?
You know, it's going to be something to watch for, isn't it?
Oh, man,
don't you think he'd be too big for that?
I'd Tyvo that. I would think so, but you never really know. I mean, if they're, you know, sometimes they're getting paid for it. Sometimes that's a motivating factor, but he's got all the money in the world.
Sure.
I don't know. I'd love to know what the substance is, though. I bet it's booze. I bet you it's booze.
Yeah, I would think that.
Because really, after you've done the heroin and, you know, all the other substances, and you're out there on the road and occasionally you have a beer, that's the thing that can kind of creep up and bite you.
Either that or maybe he has crabs.
Maybe.
some Quell lotion. Gee, how do I know that stuff?
I don't know, Mike.
I don't know.
Let's talk about Heath Ledger's Ghost.
Ooh.
Heath Ledger.
Rob, you watch The Ghost Whisperer, right?
Yeah, I do.
You know about the executive producer?
No.
James Praw is the guy.
I know
and
the
apparently
name.
In real life he believes he's a psychic, a medium, as it were.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He's not as good as Gary Conrad. Oh, he's just a hypnotist. And we never found it. We still haven't found our psychic.
That's true. We need one.
We still are looking for the perfect psychic.
The perfect
that one
psychic.
Lady was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Aline, you know, I mean, she's had her run here, so he said nicely, no thank you.
Right.
I'm sure whoever our psychic is, he's expecting our call.
Are you talking about you're looking well?
No, I just think that it would be, that if he's a psychic, he knows.
Well, why is it a
for.
He? See, I mean, most of these people are she's, Rob. They're mostly ladies.
Maybe it's a lady, then.
It's a lady.
Maybe it's a masculine lady.
Well, this producer, this Van Praw, claims that Michelle Williams has already been visited twice by the ghost of Heath Ledger. He says at their apartment in Brooklyn, she's been haunted by him. Once he was awakened at 3 a.m. by furniture moving, and another time at 4 a.m., and he says she knew it was him.
Well, we'd have to get the ghost lady on to talk about that, too.
You believe in ghosts, right?
I do and I don't. I do believe. Mm-hmm. I believe that there is like a zone, and I think I really find it difficult not to believe that if you have some sort of unsettled issue when you die, it can be, you know, significant tragedy, or it can be just something where there's unfinished business that maybe you linger before you go on. The biggest thing I believe in, I hope that when you get up there to the pearly gates, I hope you get to see everybody that came before you. You
know, that'd be awesome, wouldn't
your loved ones, and then they after you. So, I mean, that's a very, very cool thing.
My kids, they say that when we go to heaven, I say, who do you want to see? They say they want to see Big Daddy. Mm-hmm. They want to see my grandfather.
Right, exactly.
And they want to see Elvis.
Where did they get that?
Well, that's how twisted a family he's risen. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's not nuts.
They want to see Elvis.
It's
my
not
God.
Bad. That's
no one
very
said
nice.
It's bad. No one
steer
said
them
bad.
Away. Yes, a bloated
it's
drug
okay,
addict.
Rob.
That's
it
a
might
good
be
guy
skinny
to
up there.
It's going to be all right.
He'll be in his leathers.
I'd like that. Right. Good to see him.
Michelle Williams spotted, she says, a shadowy figure at the foot of her bed, so clearly I owe her an apology.
Yeah, she's probably on an all-nighter when she was doing that.
It was Oscar.
This medium, Van Praw, also predicts that O.J. Simpson will die suddenly and violently. The medium doesn't say how.
Will it be on TV?
that would be interesting.
Probably.
OJ, he says, is surrounded by unevolved ghosts and is still struggling with those demons.
I get the impression this guy's kind of saying what we want to hear.
He also predicts that Amy Winehouse will die young.
Oh boy, there's a really going on a limb with that one.
But he adds, I don't know if you have to be a psychic to know that.
Yeah, let's take a call here. Hold on. I don't know whether right. this is a psychic or a medium or what. Mike in Fairfax, Virginia. How you doing, Mike?
Yes, I am a psychic. Amy Winehouse will die at early age. And tomorrow's going to be 78 degrees and sunny all day.
78 degrees. You nice. Coming to the big event tomorrow?
Oh, you bet. I'll be there.
Very
good. Of course,
good.
We'll he's named Mike,
yeah,
like all bikers.
Mike or John. That's
right. Those
works.
Are the two names.
Very good.
Either Jennifer Aniston is having grade A relations with John Mayer, or she just wants Brad Pitt and Vince Vaughn to think she is.
No, she's banging him. I think she's banging him.
Well, a source tells the Inquirer, and I quote, Jennifer is calling John the best lover ever.
Yeah, well, they've been coming out of the hotels together, so I think he's getting it done. But I think he is a serial celebrity dater.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think that's his thing. Mm-hmm. That's what he likes. That's his trip. I think he likes the paparazzi just about as much as he likes the poon.
Well, the Inquirer says Jennifer Aniston's just been raving about his lovemaking abilities, this John Mayer.
It's kind of gross.
She says sex with him, quote, is way better than it was with Brad during their 4.5-year marriage.
Ooh, she's getting a little catty now.
Take that, Brad.
Maybe she's had it all bottled up inside her for a while.
Yeah, buddy.
Let me just think about that for a moment.
Yeah.
20 years after it would have been relevant, rumors have started to surface that Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves are rubbing genitalia together. They're currently shooting
well,
a movie
nice.
Called The Private Lives of Pippa Lee. She's 36. He's 43.
Is that about Kelly Ripa?
You know what? I know that she's a crazy, and I know she's done the shoplifting, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Winona Ryder does it for me.
Yeah,
I swear to God. Do you want to see hot Winona Ryder in a period piece? Mm-hmm. Pardon my expression.
You can only watch it 4 days a month.
You see her in Dracula.
Yes. Oh,
see Winona Ryder in Dracula when mm-hmm. she's doing the love scenes. That is so hot.
Crazy can be good.
Yeah, baby.
What's the best thing about being pregnant? Well, according to Christina.
Well, I'm pregnant right now. I'll let you know when the baby comes after I see my personal trainer.
You'll give birth every morning.
I swear to God, I feel like it right now. Look, it kicked.
But there's one thing that Christina Aguilera had in her pregnancy that you're not having in yours.
Fabulous breasts.
E-cup breasts.
Oh,
that's right. E,
God.
That's between
e.
D and F, you know.
Oh, she is so hot.
Quoting Christina. It's kind of hilarious. I've never fit into an E-cup before.
Very horny. I've been eating peanuts.
I look at my husband and go, guess what size this bra is? And when I tell him, he's just amazed.
And the book on Christina Aguilera is that they're real, right?
Yes, I believe
that. Oh,
yeah. I want to believe.
They were big before she got pregnant, and now she's... And she loves having them photographed while she's pregnant.
Right.
I know something else about her and her husband.
What's that?
They cook together naked.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
Which,
naked
you know, taco night.
Be careful if you're frying bacon, though. That would be my only advice.
With Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder.
Well, all four of them are naked now?
Yeah, so just throw Keanu and the husband away. Just Winona Ryder, and then you got Christina Aguilera in the
what
kitchen.
What about Sam Aguilera, her husband?
Here we go. This is, you know, this all started when we were talking about Carrie Underwood.
Right.
You got Christina Aguilera,
mm-hmm.
you got Winona Ryder,
right.
and you got Carrie Underwood all
that's,
in the kitchen.
That's fine.
All wearing that same outfit that Carrie Underwood was wearing last night.
Now we're cooking.
But it's open.
Well, I was hoping they would just be naked.
What's wrong with me?
Not a thing.
Calm
Mike.
Down.
They're not naked?
No, they're partially closed.
And they're cooking?
Clothed. They're wearing robes, Rob.
Loose robes.
Yes, loose robes.
I pictured diaphanous aprons.
Diaphanous aprons.
That was your band, wasn't it?
Buzz and I
can sit here.
God, that's almost gay. Buzz and I are just ramping each other up right now. Move on, please.
Should I leave?
To one of, would you?
I can.
To one of your favorite subjects, Mike, Denise Richards... tried to procure Charlie Sheen's sperm to make another baby after they broke up.
She says it's a lie.
Yeah. She says it is. He says that he can produce and has produced an email that says that this is not at all the case. He says, I'll no longer sit back and be egregiously painted as a liar. The mere fact she continues to publicly discuss and harass Brooke and me 3 years after our separation, which for the record is longer than the actual length of the marriage, is beyond desperate and speaks volumes.
She's on the Today Show the other day. She said the email was fake, that
right.
it was a fake email. And I don't know. I mean, you don't hear about a lot of emails being completely fabricated,
that's
right?
True.
But
not,
it could come from another address or something like that.
Meanwhile, her eyes get further and further apart.
Yes.
Very soon, be impossible to sneak up on her.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. She could still be in that kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
You could have Denise Richards, Christina Aguilera, Winona Ryder, and Carrie Underwood all making me like a big pasta dinner.
She's very lovely, but that's kind of crazy. I'm not sure I could go for it.
Yeah, you know, she doesn't have to talk.
How many diaphanous
aprons? Oh, we got to wrap it up? Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
How many diaphanous aprons should I order?
Diaphanous aprons, yes. Wrap it up, Mr. Burbank.
All right, well, coming up on the final buzz, where are you not vacationing this year?
Ooh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, we're going to talk crime. You guys ready to talk crime?
Yeah.
Got what, the main man.
Which side will you argue?
I will be arguing for law enforcement.
Okay, I'll take the counterpoint.
No, you won't. Not with this guy. We'll be talking to John Walsh from America's Most Wanted, mm-hmm. and that's coming up right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.